Today's daf is Shavuos daf Lamed Gimel, and we are 5 lines from the top of daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, the next Mishnah. So the topic, of course, is Shavuos Eidah. So the Mishnah, Mashpia ani aleichem im loy tavo v'te'iduni sheyesh lebiad ployni pekodoin usesumes yad v'gezel v'aveda. Reuven goes over to 2 Eidim, and he tells them, I'd like to summon you to court. I want you to come testify on my behalf because somebody owes me money. Okay, what does he owe you? Well, number one, I asked him to watch a pekudim for me, and now he's denying it. I loaned him money. He doesn't want to pay me back. He stole from me. And by the way, he found one of my avedas, and he doesn't want to give it back to me. The Edom say, Shfuah she'enonu yoidim l'cha edos. Edom say, I don't know what you're talking about. Says the Mishnah, in chayav nala acht. If, however, they would say, Shfuah she'enonu yoidim she'esh l'cha biyad ployni, pekodoin, usasum mesiyad, v'gezal v'aveda. If they would single out in their denial, we know nothing about the pekodim, we know nothing about the loan, we know nothing about the gzela, we know nothing about the aveda. Being that they singled each one out individually in their shfuah, their dalach would be chayav nala kalach. They would have to bring a separate shvuos eidos for each denial. If Reuven again goes over to 2 Eidim and he tells them, I'd like to summon you to court. I need you to testify on my behalf. Okay, what would you like us to testify? That I gave Shimon a pekodin. The pekodin consisted of chitin, sa'orin, and kosmin, different types of grains. And they say, shvua, I don't know what you're talking about. And they swear, she'enonu yoidim l'cha'edos, ein chayov en ala achas. Even though the pekodin was made up of chitin, sa'orin, and kosmin, it's one shvua, they're only chayav one. Shvua she'enonu yoidim l'cha'edos, she'yesh l'cha biyad ployni chitin, sa'orin, and kosmin. If, however, they enumerate, they single out in their shvua, that they know nothing about the chitin and the seir and the kusmin, it's the same thing. Chayovin al kolachas va'achas. So essentially, the nusach hashvua that the edim swear can determine how many different chiyuvin of shvuos eidos they will be responsible. The Mishnah continues, Mashpi ani aleichem. If Reuven again goes over to edim and he tells them, I want to summon you to court. I want you to testify on my behalf. Somebody owes me money. Why does he owe you money? He damaged me. Or he had a short time. That was mazik. He owes me chatzi nezek. Tashlume kefil. He was a ganef. He owes me kefil. V'tashlume arba v'chamisha. Or v'sha'anas ish ployni es biti. He was ma'anas my daughter. Upita es biti. He was mefata my daughter. So he owes me all the chiyuvim that the ma'anas and the mefata have to pay. V'shikani bni. Or I want you to testify about my son. My own son hit me and he owes me damages. He's a chayvel. He has to pay me. V'shechavel bi chaveri, or my chaver was chayvel. V'shehidlik es gedisha bi yemek yipurim, or somebody was madlik my godish on Yom Kippur. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. Hare'elu chayovim. These are all examples of somebody that will be chayev shvuos eidos. So it seems that there'd be some havamina, maybe in these cases, that there shouldn't be a parasha of shvuos eidos, but says the Mishnah, that's not the case. The halach is, in all of these cases, there is a parasha of shvuos eidos. Zok the Gemara, a gishmaki Gemara. Iboy luhu, mashpia eide knas, ma'u. What's the halach? If Reuven goes over to 2 Eidim, he's tevei them, he says, I want you to come testify on my behalf in court that somebody owes me money. Now the nature of that obligation that he claims that person owes him is knas. He did something that would be mechayev knas. What are examples of knas? A shor tam that pays chatzi nezek. Pashtis is a knas. Kefil is knas. Daud vehe is knas. A moitzi shemra has to pay knas. O ines and mefata have to pay knas. So there are many, many examples. A zoymimim maybe is knas. Of people that have to pay knas. In this case, Reuven was tevei eidim. The context of shvuos eidos, he wants them to come testify on his behalf that there's a chiyuv knas. They deny it, they swear. The question is there a chiyuv shvuos eidos, or is there no chiyuv, there's no parsha of shvuos eidos? Now, what's unique about knas? A little bit of background. We all know that halacha is haydas baldin kamei eidim dami. If Reuven walks into Bezdin and he says, I owe Shimon $1,000. Bezdin, you know nothing about it. There were no eidim that witnessed it. But I'm telling you now, Shimon in a dark alley once loaned me $1,000. I owe him $1,000. The halacha is that even though ordinarily when it comes to dinei mominis, you need 2 eidim, haydas baldin is kamei eidim dami. That it's considered to be so factual, it's as if 100 Edom were standing in Bezdin in unison saying the same exact thing, and that is that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. Haydas baldin kamei eidim dami. Stating that's only true if this chiyuv that Reuven claims to owe Shimon is a chi of mamon. If, however, it's a chi of knas, there the halacha is that moed the knas pachter. It's learned out from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Asher yashio nelohim prat mashia satzmoi." That although ordinarily hoydas balin kmeya edim dami, when it comes to knas, there the rule is that moed the knas pachter. There's a machlokes in Shas, Rav and Shmuel. Moed the knas va'achakach bo edim chayiv. Or moide beknas v'achikach po edim potter. What's the shayla? Reuven walked into Bezdin and he said, "I owe Shimon money. How much money do I owe him? I owe him 50 shekel kesef. Why? Because I was mefates bita." So somebody comes in, he confesses a chi of knas. He's a moide beknas. Dalach is his potter. What if two edim come in afterwards and they now testify in front of Bezdin that they know that Reuven was mefata bita shel Shimon, that he in fact owes him 50 kesef? Are you going to be chayiv now? Or are you going to be potter? The man that holds moide beknas v'achikach bo edim chayiv says you're going to be chayiv. The man that says moide beknas v'achikach bo edim potter holds you're going to be potter. What's the lumdus? Lumdus is very simple. What's the halacha moide beknas potter? Is the halacha moide beknas potter merely that whereas ordinarily haydas badin kmei edim dami, when it comes to knas, there's no halacha of haydas badin kmei edim dami. So whereas ordinarily a person's haydah is admissible in court, when it comes to knas, a person's haydah is not admissible in court. But that's all it means. So basically, although you are maida, it means nothing. Stating that if two edim would come afterwards, avada, the edim would be believed. Are you a maida? So what? Your haydah was negligible. As a result, the achakach po edim, of course, is going to be chayiv. Oye shloimar, moide beknas v'achakach po edim potter. What does that mean? That means in the halacha of moide beknas potter licked a tzveta chiddush. Not only that you don't say moide beknas badin kamei edim dami, but that when a person is moide that he owes knas, when he confesses his sins, he's pardoned. And we say, you confess? Oh, now machalach, 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 you're not going to be obligated to pay at all. Moide beknas potter is a poiter. It's a ptur. It actually removes the chiyuv. So if edim would come afterwards, the halach is, you'd still be potter. So moide beknas v'achach bo edim chayiv means that the whole halach of moide beknas is merely that you don't say adas padin kamei edim dami. But if edim come afterwards, you're going to be chayiv. If you hold moide beknas v'achach bo edim potter, it's a much bigger halacha. Moide beknas potter means that there's a ptur, and as a result, even if edim come afterwards, still the halach is going to be potter. This is known as the machlekes Rav and Shmuel throughout Shas, stating that our Gemara is about to introduce it as a machlekes Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim. So the Gemara is going to say that really it's a machlokes Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim, where the moide beknas is the achach bo edim is potter, or moide beknas v'achach bo edim is chayev. Rashi is mitzayim bavakamad afayin heyam and aleph, and you have to go through the sugi over there, because the Gemara over there, libet the Shmuel says it's really a machlokes tanon. So what we know throughout Shas as a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, in this Gemara is actually going to be a machlokes Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim. One other piece of background information just to get the next Gemara, and that was from yesterday's daf. The Gemara had a shayla, if somebody goes over to an Eid Echad, and he tells the Eid Echad, you know Eidus that somebody owes me money, I want you to testify. He denies it, he swears. Is there halach of shvuah se'edus by Eid Echad? Or is there not halach of shvuah se'edus by Eid Echad? Now we know Eid Echad is mechayiv shvuah. Eid Echad is not mechayiv mamon. One of the three shvuahs they raise us is shvuah se'ed Echad. So if two edim say Reuven owes Shimon money, Reuven owes Shimon money. If no edim say it, then Reuven doesn't owe Shimon money. If one ed says it, Shimon or Reuven would have to swear now that he doesn't owe money, otherwise he's going to have to pay. So the shayla was, if someone's teveya and eid echa b'mamon, is there a parasha shvuah se'edus or not? And the Gemara said it's machloikas, same two tanon, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim. And what's the machloikas talian? Dover ha'goyrim l'mamon, k'mamon dami or laf k'mamon dami? Because it's true that an eid echa can't unequivocally be mechayiv anybody mamon, because the nitva could always swear and be potter. But at the same time, what if the nitva doesn't swear? What if he can't swear? Like the Gemara's case of Naski the Rababa, Mitoch Sheni Yochali Shava, then the halach is going to be Mashalim. So it could be the Eid Echad would have the ability to be Mechayim Mamen. It could be not. The Gemara made it totally in the Machloik is Dover HaGoyrim L'mamen K'mamen Dami, Yolav K'mamen Dami. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says that a Mashbi Eid Echad is Chayiv, he holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yechai, who holds Dover HaGoyrim L'mamen is K'mamen Dami, and therefore Yechayiv, even though it's not for sure that you would have been Mechayim Mamen, but maybe the Chachamim hold Dover HaGoyrim L'mamen is Lav K'mamen Dami. So says the Gemara, with that background, again, a Geshmach Gemara, if someone's Mashbi do you have the halacha of Shavuot Se'edus or not? I'll leave it to Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, I'll go into Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, the Amar who says, Yavoyu Edim V'yaidu, who holds Moide B'Knas V'achakach Bo Edim is Chayiv. There's no Shaila. Why? Because if Moide B'Knas V'achakach Bo Edim is Chayiv, that means it's Pasha that if these two Edim would walk into Bezdin and they would say Edus, the person would owe the other person money. What's the tzad not? Because the Nitva might be Moide B'Knas, But even if the nitva is moida beknas, if the edim come after the oida, he's still going to be chayev. So marav shach, these edim have the ability to be mechayev. If these edim have the ability to be mechayev, there's no reason in the world that you shouldn't be. Hiti boy lechvatz the shag libid rabbanon. Koint rabbanon damri moida beknas vachachach bo edim potter. Koint rabbanon that hold moida beknas vachachach bo edim potter. Maybe you can argue that you shouldn't be chayev. Why? Because it's true that if the Edom get to Bezdin before the person is Moida, then the halacha is the Edom would be Mechayev Mammon. But what if the person's Moida before the Edom come to Bezdin? Then the person's going to be Potter. And even if the Edom say Edus afterwards, he'll still be Potter. Because Moida beknas v'achach ba Edom Potter. So it's not for sure, it's not certain, it's not clear that these Edom would even have the ability to be Mechayev Mammon. If it's not clear that the Edom would have the ability to be Mechayev Mammon, says the Gemara, maybe this shouldn't be a parasha Shavuos Edus. But the Gemara says, really, we need to make the Shaila Toli in another Shaila. And what's the other Shaila? Rabbanan the Hasan Kaman Sfirilu. We would need to clarify, really, in order to get to the root of the Halacha, is those Rabbanan that hold Moida B'Knas V'Achakach Bo Edom Potter, who do they hold like as it relates to the shaila of Dover Agurim Lamamin Kimamin Dami, the shaila of Amashbiya Edecha? If they hold like Rabbi Shimon the Hacha, what does the Hacha mean? The previous staff, that Amashbiya Edecha B'mamin, there is a parasha Shavuos Edus, even though it's not Behechrich that Edecha could be Mechayev Mamin. What's the reason? Because Dover Agurim Lamamin is Kimamin Dami. So here too, you would argue the same thing. Hakama Dover Agurim Lamamin Kimamin Dami. And this is also a Dover Agurim Lamamin. Because Edek Knas shouldn't be any less a Dover Agurim Lamamin than an Edecha. An Edecha maybe will be Mechayev, maybe won't be Mechayev. Edek Knas maybe will be Mechayev, maybe won't be Mechayev. What's Edecha Tolian? Will the person swear? Does he have the ability to swear? What's Edek Knas Tolian? Will he be Moida? Will he not be Moida? So it's different variables. But at the end of the day, the Gemara sees precedence in the fact that Amashpia Edechot, where there's a Shaila, Machlekes, Rabbi Elazar, Shimon, and Chachamim. So the Gemara says, if you hold Dover Agarim Lamamin by Amashpia Edechot, you should hold Dover Agarim Lamamin here too. Elok Rabban on the Hacha. The Shaila is according to Rabban. The Hacha again of the previous stuff. That hold Amashpia Edechot, what's the Halacha? You're Potter. Why you're Potter? Because Dover Agarim Lamamin Lavka Mamin Dami. What's the Shaila? My, what would be that loch here? Do you say, Kimet Ilu Moida Mifta Lama Moina Kakovale? Being that it's not Muchach again, it's not for sure, it's not certain, it's not clear that these 8 day Knas would be Mechayev. Because maybe the Nitva will jump the gun and maybe he'll be Moida Meknas. So all it is a Dover Agarim Lamamin. So it's like Mashpia 8 Echad and you're going to be Potter. Oh, you don't want to know. Hashtam Yelo Yodi. Maybe this is different. Because by 8 Echad, what's the status quo? The status quo is the Edecha doesn't have the ability to be Mechayev Mamin. It could be things will happen, but right now the Edecha doesn't have the ability to be Mechayev Mamin. So maybe it's over there that the Chachamim held in the previous sugya that Dover Agarim Lamamin is Lavka Mamin Dami. The status quo right now doesn't have the ability to be Mechayev Mamin, and as a result, the Mashpia Edecha is not going to be a Chiyuv Shavuos Edus. As opposed to, in our Gemara, what's the status quo? If two Edom right now would walk into Bezdin and they would say Edus that Ruvein owes Knas, Ruvein would owe Knas, something could happen to alter that. What could happen? The person could be Moida B'Knas. But right now, the status quo is that he owes it. And as a result, maybe over here, it would be different. So again, the Shaila was, Mashpia Edei Knas. Is there a parasha of Shavuos Edus? Or is there not a parasha of Shavuos Edus? Says the Gemara, if you hold Moida B'Knas V'Achakach Bo'edim Chayev, of course there's a halacha of Shavuos Edus. Additionally, if you hold Dovar Gerim L'Momin K'Momin Dami, certainly there's going to be a parasha of Shavuos Edus. I mean, if you hold of each or any one of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon's chidushim that the Gemara quotes in this sugya, the chiddush of Moida B'Knas V'Achakach Bo'edim Chayev, or the chiddush of Mashpia Eid Echad, Dovar Gerim L'Momin K'Momin Dami, the halacha is that there'll be a Shavuos Edus. The whole shaila is, if you hold Moida B'Knas V'Achakach Bo'edim Potter, then you could say that if you also hold Dover Agarim Lamamin Lavka Mamin Dami, Mashpia Edechad is Potter, is this like that? Or maybe this is different. Mashpia Edechad is Potter because the status quo is that there's no Chiv, all there is a Chiv Shvua, as opposed to over here, the status quo is that if the person's not Moed B'Knas, there will be a Chiv. So again, what's the Shaila? Mashpia Edei Knas Mao. Says the Gemara Toshma, I don't even hear the Shaila. Damayroin, they were not sure whether there's a Chiv Shavuos Edus by Knas, it's our Mishnah. Mashpi ani aleichem loy tavoyu v'tiiduni sheyesh l'biyad pleni nezek v'chatzi nezek. V'chatzi nezek knasahu. Isn't chatzi nezek when a short time pays chatzi nezek? Isn't that Knas? And still you see the Mishnah said, harei elu chayovim. That is halacha Shavuos Edus. As the Gemara, no, command dama palgan is kimimoyna. It's going according to the command dama that holds that when a short time pays chatzi nezek, it's not Knas, rather it's moment. Honey, command dama palgan is kimimoyna. But the Gemara says, that's all true according to that command dama. It's machlekes and Shas. And the man that holds Palganis Kiknosa also learned this Mishnah. That means this Mishnah has to work Sai according to the man that holds Palganis Kiknosa, and Sai according to the man that holds Palganis Kiknosa. So if you hold Palganis Kiknosa, then it's a Mefurish Araya from our Mishnah. So what's the Ibayiluhu? So the Gemara says, Ikula Meimar Bechatzi Nezek Tzroiris. You could say that the Mishnah that says Chatzi Nezek doesn't mean a short time that pays Chatzi Nezek, but rather what it means is Tzroiris. What's Tzroiris? We know that if an animal is walking, and while it's walking, it kicks something, and the thing that it kicks damage. So the halacha is we don't look at it as a regular regel. We also don't look at it as a grum of ba'alma. The halacha is it's considered tzroiros, chatzin as a tzroiros, is machloikis, sumchas in the chachomim. It's the first big sugi in the beginning of Perek Ketzer HaRegel, Sachtas Bavakama. And the halacha is that chatzin as a tzroiros is mamayna, it's not knas. Meaning if the owner of this shor would now come and be moida, he wouldn't be potter. Even though it's a chatzin as a, even the manama that holds a palganiska knasa, he's moida that chatzin as a tzroiros is mamayna. So our Mishnah that says that the Shavuos the Eidos by Chatzin Nezek, although at first glance you would think that what's it referring to a short time that pays Chatzin Nezek, Lamandam or Palganiska Knasa. It could be that really there's no Shavuos the Eidos by Knas. If so, how could there be Shavuos the Eidos by Chatzin Nezek? Holcha b'mayaskinon, not b'palganiska Knasa of a short time, but rather Chatzin Nezek Tzroiris that everybody agrees. The Hilchas Gemir Lodim Amoyna Tashma. Ah, yeah, so there's no Rai from Chatzin Nezek, but I have another Rai from the Mishnah. Tashlume Kefel. The Mishnah says Kefel. Kefel. There's no man that holds his mom, and everybody agrees kefal is kanas. So if kefal is kanas, and the Mishnah says hare elu chayavim that the shvuas ha'edus by tashlume kefal, checkmate. It's a mafurish Mishnah that you have shvuas ha'edus by kanas. But the Gemara says mishum karna. It could be the reason to be a parasha shvuas ha'edus if the person denies related to the tfiyah of kefal is not for the kefal shabai. It's for the keren shabai. Meaning, you went over to two edos and say, edos, that Shimon stole from me. How much did he steal? $100. He owes me $200. And then you deny and you swear. So you're going to pay, or there'll be a parish of shavuos edos, not for the second 100, because that's knas, but for the first 100. Tashlumi dal v'hei, the Mishnah said, there too you can answer. Mishum karno. The Mishnah said that the shavuos edos, when a person's teveya, v'sha'onas ish ploini, upita is biti, sokti gemar, mishum v'yashu subkam. We know that a Ma'anis and a Mefata, it's a Mishnah in Mesechtes Ksubis, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. In addition to the Knas that they have to pay, they're also treated like a regular Chayva B'Chavei, right? My Iko Ben, Oynes and Mefata, different Chiyuvim for others, but the point is, there are other Chiyuvim in addition to the Knas. The other Chiyuvim are Mamoin, they're not Knas. And again, that's where it's Nageya. First glance, you read the Mishnah, Visha'onas, Ish Ploini is Biti, Upita is Biti, we mean the Knas Shabbai. Says the Gemara, that is true if you hold that there's Shavuos Eidos by Knas. But if you hold there's no Shavuos Eidos by Knas, you don't have to be threatened and intimidated by this Mishnah, because I can always tell you that the Mishnah doesn't mean the Knas component of Oynes HaMefata. It means the Poishas of Kam. It means the Mamin component. Freit the Gemara, Ayer. You answered every kash. It's all nice. But at the end of the day, Maika Mashmalon, Kula Mamayni. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Bishlema, if the Mishnah is discussing the Knas, that's good for the Chiddush of the Mishnah. We started this Sugya, Ibayalu, Mashbiye, the Knas Mao. So if the Mishnah say that the Shvuz is by Knas, the Chiddush is the Ibaya of the Gemara. But if you're going to tell me that the Mishnah doesn't mean the Knas, the Mishnah just means the Mamin, then what's the Chiddush? It's a very long winded way of telling me that the Shvuz is by what seems to be an ordinary chiyuv moment, says the Gemara. Reish shachadik mashmalon. There's two chiddushim in the Mishnah. The Reish is telling me one chiddush, and the Seif is telling me one chiddush. Reish shachadik mashmalon. The chatzin nezek tzroiris mamoino. The real chiddush of the Mishnah was chatzin nezek. The Mishnah wanted to tell me that by chatzin nezek tzroiris, it's treated as mamoin. It's not treated as knas. Sounds like a real bava kama chiddush. But derech agav, we throw it in, tucked away here in Shavuos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We're telling you a chiddush, the chatzin nezek tzroiris is really mamoin. And that's why there's a parash of Shavuos Eidos. So why did we mention everything else? So Rashi already speaks it out. And agav urchi, once we mention the ada, the aidi, four lines from the bottom, the tanya ha, Tana behedya tashlumi dal vehei va'oynes u'mefata. Because what do they all have in common? The mama in shei mishtal b'roishu. They're all mama in shei mishtal b'roish. Meaning, once we mention that there's a chiyuv shvuos ha'edos for a tfiyah that's
Ain mishtalim b'roish, meaning it's not dollar for dollar what the person took from you. The person damaged you $100, but because it was tzroiris, he's only going to owe you 50. So, but derech agav, I'll tell you other cases where there's shvuas eidos in the context of a tfiyas moment. That's moment she'ain mishtalim b'roish, where you're going to have the same halacha. Rashi, by the way, shtel susan hedjin daf gimel amud aleph, where the Gemara also works with such a svara. Moment she'ain mishtalim b'roish. So what the Reisha has in common is they're all examples of moment she'ain mishtalim b'roish. And in all examples of moment she'ain mishtalim b'roish, despite the fact that maybe there's some chiddush, still the halacha is you can have the parasha of shvuas eid. Sefer chadik amash. What's the chiddush of the sefer? What's the ikur chiddush of the sefer? V'shehidlik es kedishi b'yom kippurim. If someone's tevei someone, so he goes over to Tuvayim and says, "Say eidus on my behalf." Why? Shimon owes me money. Why does he owe me money? Because he lit a fire in my godish on Yom Kippur. So the halach is, says the Mishnah, Harei Elu Chayavim. So the Gemara, that's a chiddush. You know why? Because that's Lafuke, Medrab Nuchunya ben Akono, Detanya, we don't have a braiso, Rab Nuchunya ben Akono, Yoisim, Gevurim, Keshabbos, Tashlumit. Rab Nuchunya ben Akono used to make Yom Kippur like Shabbos. Ma Shabbos, Fechulu. What's the Fechulu? So this is Elu Nairis 101. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is because I would have thought, or Rav Nechunya ben Akona said that just like on Shabbos is Allah of Kamla B'Derabba Minei, so if someone's Madak HaGadosh on Shabbos, you're Potter. Kamla B'Derabba Minei. You're Chayiv for Chil Shabbos. So you're going to be Potter for the Chiyuv Moment. Says Rav Nechunya ben Akona, Yom Kippur is the same thing. And despite the fact that Yom Kippur, there's no Chiyuv Misas Bezdin, all there is a Chiyuv B'Des Shemayim. But at the same time, you're Oisayim Kippurim, with a Zechiyah of Chorus, Kish Shabbos, with a Zechiyah of Misa's Bezin, with Tashlumen. That just like Shabbos, you Chayiv Misa, you're part of a Tashlumen, so too on Yom Kippur, you're going to be Chayiv Chorus, and you're going to be part of a Tashlumen. Now, if the halacha was like Rabbi Chunyam and Akana, then the halacha of the Mishnah wouldn't be true. Because then, if someone was mad like someone else's Godash on Yom Kippur, he really doesn't owe him money. If he doesn't owe him money, then when you're Tevei Edom to come testify on your behalf, it's not a real Tfiyas Mamon, because the Edom would not have had the ability to be Mechayiv Mamon. If the Mishnah says, Areilu Chayavim, Zoy Say Meres, you don't say Kam Lebe Derabbe Minei on Yom Kippur. You only say Kam Lebe Derabbe Minei with the Zachi of Misa's Bezdin, not with the Zachi of Misa's Chorus, Zachi of Misa B'dei Shemayim, meaning it's the Loiker of Nechunya Ben Akana. So that's the Chiddush of the Sefer. The Chiddush of the Sefer is Loiker of Nechunya Ben Akana, and then Agav Urchi we mentioned, but the ikur chiddush of the sefer was v'shehidlik as kedisha b'yom kippurim. So again, we had a shaila mashbi ede knas mal. At first glance, it seems to be a mishnah. Zok to Gemara, no, it's not a mishnah. The mishnah you can find, and for every line of the mishnah you can be metaritz. If that's the case, what's the chiddush of the mishnah? Reisha chadak amash malon sefer chadak amash malon. The rest of the mishnah is all derech agav. What's the chiddush of the reisha? That chatzin nezek tzroiris is mamain, which is really a chiddush when you're learning above a kama. What's the chiddush of the Seifa, that there's no kamla b'derabba minei when it's misa b'dei shamayim, which is really a chiddush when you're learning the sugyas of Elu Nairis. Either way, mashbi'e de knas, ma, what's the halacha? Toshma, I'll bring you a ride from a brice. Mashbi'e ani aleichem, emloi tavo, viti iduni shaitzi ish pleni shem ra'al biti. Chayav, the halacha is your chayav. So there's a halacha of shvuas eidos by moitzi shemra. Now, moitzi shemra, the only obligation the moitzi shemra has, the only mominous obligation that the Moitzi Shemra has is the $100 or the Meir Shekel Kesef that he has to pay. It's a Chiyuv Mamon, but it's really a Chiyuv Knas. So he has to pay Knas, and still you see that there's Shvuas Eidos. Here you can't tell me Baishas, Pekam, and everything else. Apparently, that's all you have is a Chiyuv Knas. So if all you have is a Chiyuv Knas, so the Chura from this Braisa, you have a Raya. Harei Elu Chayavim. Hoidim Piyatz Mei Potter, the Braisa says. Hamani Rolas Reb Shimon here. But the Gemara says, you have no Raya that the Braisa is going according to the Chabit. Meaning we said at the beginning of the Sugya, if you hold like Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, which Reb Lazar Reb Shimon? Either the Reb Lazar Reb Shimon that holds Maidim Knas, or the Reb Lazar Reb Shimon that holds Mashpi Eidechot, because the whole shaila was if you hold like neither one of those Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon's, you hold Maidim Knas Vachach Bo Eidim Potter, and you hold Dover Agoyim Lamamim Lav Kemamim Dami as it relates to Shvuas Eidos. What's the shaila? You have a brisa? I'll tell you the brisa. It's a doichik, but I'll tell you the brisa is going according to Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon that holds Yavo Eidim V'Yidu. But the Gemara says Eim Seifa. The Seifa at first glance Muscho Rishon doesn't sound like Rabbi Shimon because the Seifa says Hoidim Eatz Mei Potter. Also the Rabbanon, the Gemara thinks Hodim Yatz my Potter means even if Edom come afterwards, still you're going to be Potter. That sounds like Moed Beknas Vachach Bo Edom Potter. That's not like Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon that holds Moed Beknas Vachach Bo Edom Chayiv. But the Gemara says Kulo Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Really, I can tell you the whole brice was Reb Shem v'hachikam. Lo mishkachas lahoidim b'piatz v'depater elehecha d'leka edem klal v'hoidim b'piatz. When the brice says hoidim b'piatz v'depater, it doesn't mean even if edem come. It means if edem didn't come. So if edem don't come, then the halacha is hoidim b'piatz is going to be pater. If edem do come, even if you are hoidim b'piatz moide b'knas v'achik kachbo, edem is going to be Chayiv, that Braisa, therefore, could be going, according to Blas Reb Shimon, you have no Raya, that according to the Rabbana that hold, Moide Beknas, V'acha Kach, Bo, Eden, Potter, and Dova Agurim, Lomam, and Laf, Kamam, and Dami, that they're going to hold Mashpi, Eden, Knas, is going to be Potter. If you want a little bit more beer in this last Gemara, take a look at the last Rashi, right before the Mishnah. Either way, Zok, the Mishnah, Mashpia, right, the Gemara could have just said Pashat. That the Braisa really holds Moide Beknas V'acha Kach Bo Edem is Potter, but Hamani Rav Loz Reb Shimon that holds Mashpi Edechad. Very good. Zok the Mishnah Mashpi Ani Aleichem. If somebody goes over to somebody's Tevayim to say Edus on his behalf, what does he want him to say Edus? Loi Tavo V'Ti'idu Shani Koyen Shani Levi. Will you please come to Beis Din? I'm summoning you to court and testify on my behalf that I'm a Koyen. I'm a Levi. She'ini ben Gerusha, she'ini ben Chalutza. Or everyone knows I'm a Kohen, but people seem to think that I'm an apostle. I want you to testify on my behalf that I'm not the son of a Gerusha. I'm not a ben Chalutza, I'm not a Chol. She is plaini Kohen. Or he's teveyeh him to say, Eidos, that somebody else is a Kohen. Will you please testify that Chaim Yankel is a Kohen? So he's not even being teveyeh on to something that affects him. He's being teveyeh, he's fighting somebody else's fight. He's being teveyeh, will you please say Eidos? Because I know you know Eidos. For somebody else, Shish Pleini Levi, or that other person is Enei Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, or he's Teveim Sha'anas Ish Pleini Es Bitoi. He says, "Will you come say Eidos that somebody was Ma'anis somebody else's daughter? Upita Es Bitoi, who is Mafata somebody else's daughter? Ushechaval Bi Bini, or say Eidos that my son was Chayvel in me. Vishechaval Bi Chaveri, or my friend was Chayvel in me. Shehid Gadish B'Shabbes, or his mother, my daughter, B'Shabbes. Arelu Pturin. These are all examples of cases of your potter." So we had a Mishnah of Chidushim, cases where Shvuas HaEdos, even though there would have been a Havamina, maybe it should be Potter, Harei Elu Chayavim, and now we have a Mishnah of cases where in fact Harei Elu Pturin, and the Gemara is going to go through all these Chidushim. But what was the first halacha in the Mishnah? Mashbi ani aleichem, imloi tavo'u v'te'idu, sha'ani koyein, sha'ani levi, sha'eni ben gerusha, uven chalutza, She'ish pleini koyen, she'ish pleini levi, she'enoi ben gerusha ben chalutza. And the Gemara shtelzach on the second part of it. You're being tevei as somebody about somebody else. Zok the Gemara. Time of ish pleini koyen, ish pleini levi. It sounds like the only reason there's no shvus eidos in the case where you're tevei as someone, say eidos that Chaim Yankel is a koyen, Chaim Yankel's a levi, Chaim Yankel's not a ben gerusha ben chalutza, is because of the tefiah. It was a tefiah of you're a Kohen, you're a Levi, you're a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. And you see from the Mishnah that that's not a tefiah, that's Mechayah Shavuos Eidos. How do you see that in the Mishnah? That's the Reisha of the Mishnah. Because the Reisha of the Mishnah said that if I would tell the person, say Eidos about me, then I'm a Kohen, then I'm a Levi, then I'm not a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the halacha is there'd be no Shavuos Eidos. So you see that Levi Kohen, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is Mufka Be'etzem from the parasha of Shavuos Eidos. Which then would beg the diak, Hamana Laplain to be at Plaini Chayavim. It sounds therefore then, if I would say that somebody else owes, go be, say Eidos, that somebody owes somebody else money, that loch is Yud Bichayev. I'll pray tomorrow. What's the problem with that? Akhtani Sefer, there's a Mishnah later in the Perek that says, Ach Yishmu Piatevea, that the only time there's a parasha Shavuos Eidos is if the Nitfa, the Eidim, I bring the Mechitza back in. Just, that at the only time the halach is if the Edim would say Eidos, that they have to hear it from the Teveh. Meaning the person who has a horse in the race, the person that actually is owed money would have to be the one to be Teveh Edim. But if he's not the one that's actually Teveh Edim, then the halach is, you don't have the halacha of Shavuos Eidos. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Why are you telling me Koyin Levi? If the other person's a Koyin, the other person's a Levi, the other person's not a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, you don't have this halacha. The halacha is that any time you Teveh for somebody else, you don't have Shavuos Eidos. Amar Shmuel said, you have to say B'bar Barashah. The Mishnah is talking about where the person had a power of attorney. He came B'harashah. He had some form of power of attorney.
And as a result, he's not just being Teveya on somebody else's behalf. If he's being Teveya on somebody else's behalf, then you don't have that. But the Hach of Mayaskinon, where he's coming, he's a Shliach. Being that he's a Shliach, he has a right to be Teveya. So he has a right to be Teveya. If it'd be an ordinary Chiyuv Mamin, the Halacha would be one thing. But being that over here, it's not an ordinary Chiyuv Mamin. It's about, he's a Kohen, he's a Levi, he's not a Benjamin and Chalutza. Therefore, you don't have the Halacha. But the Gemara says, Rami Nardai, how could you tell me that you were talking about your mates gave someone harsha? Look, Asvin Urchas Amitalti. The Halacha is you can never write a harsha when it comes to Metaltlin. Harsha, you can only write if we're dealing with Karka. But when it comes to Metaltlin, there's no Halacha of harsha. So if there's no Halacha of harsha be Metaltlin, presumably a regular Tfias Mamoy, we're discussing a Tfias Metaltlin. So if we're discussing a Tfias Metaltlin, then obviously we're not discussing whether it was harsha. So the Gemara says, Hani Lili Hechi the Kafri. Avaloi Kafri Kasvin. It's true, there's a Halacha. Nardoi said that like Asvin Urchas, which means harsha and metaltli, that's only if the nitva has been kaifer. Meaning if I want to be teveya money from somebody and I appoint a shliach, a power of attorney, I give somebody the rights to do it for me, and we want to sit down and write a harsha, because if you don't give the person a harsha, Bez is not going to listen to him. But la baldvarm didiya. And the nitva is standing right here and he's saying it's not true. Then the halacha is loy kasvin and urchas metaltli. Right, you got the case? What's the case of Arsha? Reuven is trying to get money out of Shimon. But it's hard for him to do it. He's busy, he has a job, he lives in another country. So what he does is he appoints a lawyer, he gives somebody the power of attorney. You go on my behalf, I want you to collect money for me. So that's fine. That's something that's ma'isim b'chaya. And every time you appoint a shliach, you give him a harsha, because otherwise, how in the world are we supposed to know that this person is a shliach? So this is shlichus 101. You give the person a harsha. Nardoi said a gevaldige chiddush. Nardoi said that if we know for a fact that the nitva is denying that what the teveya claims is really his, and what the teveya is trying to get is metaltalin loikasvin and harsha, we won't allow you to write harsha, which is a chiddush, because as much as the nitva is denying it, the teveya thinks it's his, and teveya wants to collect the money, and he needs harsha in order to collect the money. So why won't you write Tarsha? It's a halacha in Kamakoimoy that loikasvinon urchas amatalti. But it's only again if the nitva's denying it. If the nitva's not denying it, there's no such halacha. So it's possible to have a shvuah se'edus even if the teveya himself is not being teveya, if he gave the other person Tarsha. Shvuah se'edus, aren't we talking about mamin? And by mamin you can't write Tarsha? It's only if the nitva's denying it. If the nitva's not denying it, you could have Tarsha. Very simple. Now, one of the new topics. One of the basic tenets of Shavuos Se'edus is that the only time you have a parasha of Shavuos Se'edus is if you're dealing with Tfias Mom. But if the Eidus at hand is not Momin related, it's Dovah Sheba Erva related. So for example, Reuven is Teveya to Eidim to say Eidus that his wife was Mezana. As a result, maybe the whatever the case is, but the point is if it's a question of Dovah Sheba Erva or maybe Eidus Isha, although the Gemara says Eidus Isha, you do have Shavuos Eidus, but a case where you'll have clearly an example where there's no Tfias Mamai per se, the halach is there's no parasha Shavuos Eidus. The only time you have Shavuos Eidus is if you're discussing Tfias Mamin. But if we're not discussing Tfias Mamin, over there's no halach of Shavuos Eidus. The question is why? What's the Makar? And the Gemara is going to bring four Makaris. So we're going to go from here until the middle of the Aflam Adalon Amad Aleph. Yeah, I know. It's not what we do, but we're going to do it anyways. And the Gemara is going to just go through four Manda Amrim that give Limudin of how it is we know that the parasha of Shavuos Eidus is only Negeya Mamoin. The parasha of Shavuos Eidus is not Negeya anything other than Mamon. And then the Gemara in tomorrow's daf is going to go into some greater detail as it relates to these drashas. Zok the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon Minayin. How do we know? She'ein hakasim medaber elo b'tfias Mamon. How do you know that the parasha of Shavuos Eidus is only Negeya Tfias Mamon? Rebbe Lezer says Nemer kan oyin. It says oyin. No, it doesn't say oyin. But it says oy. Oyin mit an aleph, right? Oyin nefesh kisecheta v'shama koil olav hu eid oy ra oy yada. So it says oy twice in the parasha of Shavuos Ha'edos. V'nema lahalin oyin. And it says oyin by Shavuos HaPakadim. The pasuk says nefesh kisecheta amal amal b'ashem v'kichesh b'amisa b'begadoim oy b'sesum ezyad oy b'gezel oy ashek esamisoi. So it says the word oy there too. Malahal in the Bedabal of Tfias Mamin. Just like Shavuos HaPakadim. Again, what's Shavuos HaPakadim? You have my Pakadim. He denies it. He swears falsely. There's a halach of Shavuos HaPakadim. Just like over there, obviously we're dealing with Mamin. Afkan in the Bedabal of Tfias Mamin. So to here,
we're dealing only with mamon. But the Gemara says, I'll find you another pasuk in the Torah that's not mamon related, and it also says oyin. Oyin deraytseach yechichu shehein oyin umedabim shalei b'tfias mamon. What's that pasuk? Ve'im besinu yedafenu oy hishlich ala b'tstia ve'yamos oy be'eva hiko ve'yamos. So it said oy hishlich alav. And then it said, oy be'eva. So you have oyin over there, and there we're dealing with ritzicha. We're not dealing with tfias mamon. So you see, oyin doesn't necessarily have to mean zok. The Gemara done in oyin, she'esh mem shvuah, oyin, she'en mem shvuah, va'yoychichu oyin deraytzeach, she'en mem shvuah. So shvuah se'edus, it says oyin. I have two other parashas where it says oyin. Shvuah sapakadin and ritzicha. Aha. So which one does it make more sense to compare it to? Obviously, shvuah sapakadin. They're both parashiyos of shvuahs, as opposed to ritzicha that has nothing to do with shvuah. But the Gemara says, I'll find you another parash in the Torah that is shvua, and it also says oyin. Oyin de soite yoychichu. The pasuk says, "Va'avar olav ruach kinevakines ishtav yinitma." Oy, avar olav ruach kinevakines ishtav yinitma. So again, it says oy. The pasuk continues, by the way, oy ish ashetava olav ruach kinevakines ishtav. So you don't just have oy; you have oyin. But the bottom line is, you have two oys there too. Oyin de soite yoychichu shehein oyin v'yeshi mahen shvua. Umedabrin shaloi betfias mamen. Zach the Gemara done an oyin shiyeshu mem shvuah iniman koyin. Me oyin shiyeshu mem shvuah ve iniman koyin. Va'yoychichu oyin deraytzeach she iniman shvuah. Va'yoychichu oyin desoito she afa pisha yeshiman shvuah yeshiman koyin. So oyin deraytzeach is different because it's not even dealing with shvuahs. Oyin desoito, although there is an idea of shvua in the parasha of Saita. That's how we learn kala oina amen acha shvua kamaitz shvua mi pivdami. That's how we know gilgul shvua. But at the same time, there's a koyin over there that makes it a unique parasha. Don't learn from oyin sheyeshimahim shvua v'yeshimahim koyin. So that's the first makari. But as I said, how do I know that the parasha of shvua it is dealing dafke b'tvias mamin? Because it says oyin, and I learn oyin of shvua se'edos from oyin the shvua sapagat. Rakiva, Amir Rakiva says it says v'hoyu ki yeshem la'achas me'ela. Some yesh me'ela shu chayev v'yesh me'ela shu poter haketsa tovim mamin chayev davar acha poter. So the word me'ela teaches me that there's only some types of tvias Eidos, where there's halacha of shvuas ha'edos, some yeah, some not. How do you resolve which yeah, which not? Tfias mamon yeah. If it's no tfias mamon not, how do you know tfias mamon yeah? It's going to be the Gemara's kasha in tomorrow's daf. But for now, it's learned out from me'ela. That's how I know to narrow it down to some and not to all. Akiva's going to have to do a little bit more work, but the bottom line is, for now, this is the basis of Rabbi Akiva's drasha. That's the second pshat. Rabbi Yisak Lili says, the pasuk says, v'u'eid oira oyada. So the pasuk talks a little bit about the eidos. This person was an eid, right? What happened? V'nefesh kisech v'shama kol ova. V'u'eid, he was an eid, and he doesn't want to say eidos. How was he an eid? Oira, either he saw, oyada, or he knew. You know what it sounds like? The eidos ha-miskayemes, we're dealing with an eidos that's possible. Beria below yedia, ubi yedia below rei. Akasam adaber means it's possible that you saw but you didn't know, or you know but you didn't see. Now, ordinarily, you would think in order to be an aid, you have to see and you have to know. You have to see. You're saying aid is about something you saw, and you have to know what you saw. If you didn't see, you're an aid mipi aid. Or if you saw and you don't know what you saw, how in the world are you saying aidus? The only time it's possible for a person is a riddle to be an aid. Although you only saw but didn't know, or you knew but didn't see, is be'edus mamon. And if the pasuk says oyra oyada, says Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it must be back of the envelope arithmetic that we're dealing with edus mamon. Zok to Gemara, Ri'ah b'lo yedia. Kate said, okay, you're telling me that it's possible to be an ed mamon with Ri'ah b'lo yedia. How's that possible? Zok to Gemara, it's possible as follows, and you have to be ma'ayin and rishonim to properly get this next Gemara. Mana mani silucha b'fnei pleini u'pleini yavayu pleini u'pleini v'yaidu zuhi Ri'ah b'lo yedia. So basically, Ruvain is being tevei edim to come say edus that you saw me give money to Shimon. The edim saw Ruvain give money to Shimon, but when they saw Ruvain give money to Shimon, they don't know, was he giving him a gift? Was he loaning him the money? Was he giving back an aveda? Was it a shofasak? They have no idea. What in the world was going on? They don't know the context of the money that was given, but at the same time, they know the money was given. There are circumstances, again, I am Berishainim, where if Adam would walk in and say that, that would be enough for this person to now be chayev. So you have a hechitimsa of Ri'iyah below Yediyah, meaning they saw, But there's no yedidah. They don't fully know what they saw. But it could be that if that piece of information is the only piece of information that's missing, and they would walk in and they would give that, it would be kosher edus, which is a chiddush. Again, this is going to be discussed in Lent in tomorrow's daf. Because ordinarily, you would think you have to know the full story in order to be an aid. Otherwise, sefelt and the heftzef and the aid. No, that's enough. If I have Ria, even if there's no Yediyah, that would be enough. Yediyah b'lo Ria, okay, it has the possibility of Yediyah b'lo Ria, that's very simple. Mano ha'idisali b'fnei pleini u'pleini, yavo pleini u'pleini, v'idu zuhi Yediyah b'lo Ria. If two Edom heard Reuven be moida that he owes somebody money, I admit that I owe somebody money, and these two Edom walk into Bezdin and they say they heard this Aida, that would be enough. So there's Yediyah, they know that Reuven admit that he owes money, but there was no Re'iyah. They didn't see the underlying event. That would be an example of Yediyah B'lei Re'iyah. So again, Rabbi Yisrael Glili says, the Pasuk says, V'nefesh ki sechta v'shama kol olav u'eid, oy ra, oy yada. It sounds like either Re'iyah enough, or Yediyah is enough. Izeo eidus ha-miskayemes b'Yediyah B'lei Re'iyah, b'Yediyah B'lei Yediyah, ha-v'yoymes u'eidus mamen. How's that possible? Love the Shigemaris. But the point is, that's not what we need. What we need is just to take out this nekuda, and that is that there's a parasha of Shavuos ha-eidus dafka by mamen. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon is the fourth. Chayiv kan, v'chayiv b'pekadin. Rabbi Shimon says, it's very simple. There's a chiyuv carbon by Shavuos Ha'edos, and there's a chiyuv carbon by Shavuos Ha'pekadin. Ma lahalan ene medaber ele b'tvias mamin. Af kan ene medaber ele b'tvias mamin. In other words, he doesn't have a gzeir shava. It's not a limud from me'ele. It's not ra or yada. It's what we would call, which one of the Yud Gimel Midrash Shatera and the Jashas Mem is this? It's a Mamutzi, you know. It's a Mamutzi, it's very simple. The Gemara is going to say, why in the world should Shavuos Ha'edus be any different than Shavuos Ha'pekadin? And if by Shavuos Ha'pekadin, it's Tfias Mamen, then Shavuos Ha'edus, right? But Morty's asking that Shavuos Ha'pekadin is in. No, it's fine. Well, no, you want it, you get it. That Shavuos Ha'pekadin, no. Shavuos Ha'pekadin is intrinsically Mamen. What else could Shavuos Ha'pekadin mean? A Pekadin, by definition, is monetary. Shavuos Ha'edus could be anything. So make a tasty, learn one from the other. Right? Ain't done in Efshir, Mishi E. Efshir, the Gemara says sometimes. So at first glance, it would seem to be totally in there. Either way, so Reb Shimon says that you don't need, again, Xavier Shav, it's very simple. It's a Mamatzino. Why in the world should Shavuos Ha'edus be different than Shavuos Ha'pekadin? And by Shavuos Ha'pekadin, the halacha is, it's dafka by Mamin, that by Shavuos Ha'edus, it should be dafka by Mamin as well. And he says, I could throw in another one of the Yud Gimel Midrash Shatera Nidrash Shispen. Two, Mamatzino and Kal V'chaymer. Because not only Shavuos Ha'edus like Shavuos Ha'pekadin, as a matter of fact, if by Shavuos Pekadin, it's dafka tfias mamin, Kal v'chaymer would suggest that Shavuos Ha'edus should certainly, it's not just like it, it's even more like. Why? Ma pekadin shasa bay noshim kan noshim. Krevim kir chaykim tzulim kik sheir. V'chayiv al kol achas v'achas b'fnei bezim shloy b'fnei bezim. And not just that, this is based on some of the shver gemaras in yesterday's daf. You see that you chayiv al kol achas v'achas. Every shvuah, if you'd swear multiple times, whether it was in bezim, whether it was not in bezim. Still, the halachas ain't a medaber el b'tfias mamin. So you see so many halachas regarding Shavuos Ha'pekadin. So many ideas in terms of Yechayiv, Noshim Achayiv, Kurayvim Achayiv, Psulim Achayiv, and Yechayiv Akolachas Vachas. So we were so machmer in a sense, in terms of your chiyuv, still ain't a medabel with tvias mamin, still you only chayiv by tvias mamin, eidos, where you find all these different kulois. There's so many exceptions to the rule of Shavuos Ha'edus, right? Shavuos Ha'pekadin is very inclusive, whereas Shavuos Ha'edus is, to the contrary, very hard to meet the criteria of qualifying for Shavuos Ha'edus. Shulay Asaba Noshim Kanoshim, women are excluded. Kraven Kirchaikim are also out. Psulin are act out, they're not like Sheriff. Any Chayiv ala Achas Bifnei Bezdin, and if you deny in Bezdin, you can't be Chayiv every denial, you're only going to be Chayiv one. Eino Din Shulay Yehemedab Elabetvias Mamun, and certainly we should not get anything that's not Mamun related. But the Gemara says, Nala Bekanash Kinle Asabai Mujba Kinishba Umezit Kachoikik. The Gemara in tomorrow's daf will explain what this means. Even Rashi says, but come on, Mefarish lo lekula. Taimar be'edus. I'm not just punting. Rashi says that. Taimar be'edus shekem asaba mushba kinishba umezit keshoygik. Talmud loimar says the Gemara techeta legzerus shava. So the Gemara says you're right. There is a piruch on the Kal v'chaymer, but at the end of the day, you have legzerus shava. Nemakan techeta v'nemalalon techeta. Malalon eni medaber elav tvias moment. Afkan eni medaber elav tvias moment. So it started off very gishmak. Mamatzinu Kal v'chaymer, but at the end of the day, the Gemara says you're right. There's a piruch on the Kal v'chaymer, which means there's certainly a pircha on the Mamatzino. And if that's the case, you don't have a Mamatzino Kal v'chaymer, how then, says Reb Shimon, do I know that the parish of Shavuos Ha'edus is only negeya mamin and it's not negeya all other forms of edus? I know it from Gzeir Shav. It says techete in Shavuos Ha'edus. It says techete by Shavuos Ha'pekadin, just like Shavuos Ha'pekadin is dealing dafke between his mamin. So too, Shavuos Ha'edus is going to be dealing Dafka betfias mamet. Maskiflo rabba baru. So we had four pshatim, four makaris. How we know that Shavuos Eidos is dealing dafka by mamet. The first one was Rabbi Eliezer. Oyin. The second was Rabbi Akiva. Voyaki yeshem laachas me'ela. Yesh me'ela. That yeah, yesh me'ela. That not. Rabbi Yosef Glili says the pasuk describes the Eidos as oyada oyra. Eidos that's miskayem is biyadia beloy re'ia, and biyadia beloy yadia. And then Rabbi Shimon, who after the Gemara goes through it, Rabbi Shimon means techta techta. It's a gzeirah shavah. Now the Gemara goes back, and we're going to dissect this brisa one piece at a time. So going back to the first mandam in the brisa, who was the first mandam in the brisa? It was Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer, the makar is nemar kan oyin v'nemar lahalun oyin ma lahalun ene bedabel betfias mamin afkan ene bedabel elo betfias mamin. Zok the Gemara mask of the rabbi bar ulo oy oy bitu yechichu. There's another parashah in the Torah that for some reason Rabbi Eliezer never spoke out in the Braisa. And that is, it says, oi, in the parasha of Shvuas Bitoy. And by Shvuas Bitoy, that's a case, V'yeshi mohem Shvua, V'eini mohem Koyen, U'midabrim shaloi b'tvias moment. Shvuas Bitoy can be Shvua shaloi yoicha. That's not even do a moment. So you see another parasha, we have oi, we have Shvua, not like Ritzeach. There's no Koyen, not like Soita. And still you see, it doesn't necessarily mean Mamet. Zok the Gemara, Mestabram, Epikadin, Havalei, Lemeil. If it makes still sense to learn Shfuas the Eidus from Shfuas Epikadin, and not Shfuas the Eidus from Shfuas Bitoy. Why? Shekein Techete Mitechete. Because in both cases it says Techete. Rashi says, what does it mean it says Techete by both? Bishneim Ksiv Techete Ligzeir Shava. But the Gemara says, hold that thought. Adarabba, mi bitoy havalei lemeilav. It makes more sense to learn it from Shvuas Bitoy. Shekei chatas mi chatas. Shvuas Bitoy brings a carbon chatas. And Shvuas Ha'edas brings a carbon chatas. As opposed to Shvuas Abakadon, which doesn't bring a carbon chatas. What do you bring for Shvuas Abakadon? A carbon osham. So doesn't that make more sense? Ella says the Gemara mistabra mipikadin havalei lemeilav. It makes more sense to learn it from Shvuas Abakadon. Shekein chet. They both have in common chet. It says the word techeta. Bemezid. They're both chaya bemezid. Tavi v'kofre. Additionally, in both cases, there was a tfiyah and a kfira. Shvuas Eidus, Shvuas Abakadin. Someone was tevea and somebody denied. He was tevea Eidus. He denied I know Eidus. He was tevea as Bekadin. He denied that he has his Bekadin. But the Gemara says, Adarabba, mi bitu yhav alei lemeilav. It actually makes more sense to learn from Shvuas Bitu. Shekein chatas. They have in common chatas. She yarda. They also have in common that they're both subject to the laws of Oilu v'yayred. And lechaymish. And they both don't have the chaymish. Says the Gemara, you're right, but hanach deficient. There's more similarities between Shvuas Eidos and Shvuas Apakadin than there are the Shvuas Eidos to Shvuas Bitu. And it's for that reason, at the end of the day, we learn it from Shvuas Apakadin. And we do not learn it from Shvuas Bitoy.